Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a lot of stuff to get to. I have to at some point, and I don't have time here at the beginning of the show, and I'm assuming you read it, Solana. It was a Barry Jackson column about what Stan Van Gundy had to say about the Heat.
Hey, this Stan Van Gundy. Why don't you settle down, Stan? Clearly still a little upset about Pat Riley taking a ring from you back in 06, I guess.
SVG harshed this roster and the Heat. Just said, hey, they got enamored because a couple years ago, they had a crazy run to the finals. No shade, but they've just kind of been enamored with that season two seasons ago, and they don't do anything. And they think that SVG was more along the lines of, hey, that wasn't reality. Like they're just not keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, run it back, young player development. I've heard it all out of this guy down here called Solana. That's what they do. Yeah. Let's develop guys. How about you go get somebody that can be a monster?
Maybe Khalil wears that monster, Solana.
I hope he is. I told you, Jimmy's not a one. I've said it. I think I'm with Stan on this one. I've said it a number of times.
The thing that bothered me, I know we'll get to it later, about his comments, though, is like there's no context behind it. He's like, what are they doing? I don't understand what they're doing over there. Well, they wanted to get Damian Lillard. Like, they wanted to massively upgrade the roster. They just either A, fell short, or B, were screwed out of better acquisition.
Well, I wanted to win the lottery. I mean, you can give all the context you want, but you could look at black and white.
You ask somebody for their number, and she says no, then now you're single for the rest of your life? No, you go ask for another damn number. Try to get a date.
And they have. But to say, like, I don't know what they're doing. This team is being mismanaged. I mean,
No. That's not – I don't think anyone's saying that they're mismanaged. I don't think you could ever have a Pat Riley run team and ever accuse them of being mismanaged. And I don't think Stan Van Gundy would ever go down that road. His point was, and I'm not getting to it now, his point was this team and its construct, the hope is that what you saw two seasons ago can be replicated. And he was like, I don't see it. Now, could it be? Sure. We didn't think two seasons ago that they were going to end up in the NBA Finals, and they did. So I guess it could be. Anything could be. His point was, though, look at the Knicks, look at the Celtics, look at the Sixers. You can go down a list in the East and say, where exactly are they? Heat fans and maybe even Heat brass would tell you, we don't need to be anywhere near the top. We've shown you time and again. We don't need to be in the top four, or even top five. Like, we don't need to be there. That's not how a Jimmy Butler-led team thrives. We know how a Jimmy Butler-led team thrives. And so I could make the case for both. I just thought it was interesting that Stan Van Gundy was that verbose about not believing this roster is constructed well enough to compete.
I would present to you a team that over five seasons has made the NBA Finals twice and the Eastern Conference Finals three times, right? Take out the context that it's the Heat. It wouldn't be foolish for them to try for a 6 year to make that roster work. Now, I'm not telling you this roster is going to win an NBA title. I understand what Stan is saying. That's a team that perhaps exceeded expectations 2 years ago, magical run, and they won't be able to replicate it like you mentioned, Hawk. And that's fair, but I think this team healthy is better than a play-in seed. Last year, they were a play-in seed for the second straight year. They were 3 wins from being a top 2 seed or a top 3 seed in the East. And Tyler Hero missed 40 games. Jimmy Butler missed 20 games. They had like 33 different starting lineups. If they can just have some modicum of health.
Isn't that the Dolphins thing? Isn't that the Dolphins thing, though? Like, the roster's fine if it works perfectly. But if there's a hiccup, everything goes out the window. Isn't it somewhat similar to what the Dolphins are going through?
It really is, but it's we have 2 guys now. And I'm openly, you know, willing to say it now, but the sample size. Jimmy's not playing 70-plus games, and Tyler Hero's made out of popsicle sticks. So we have 2 of our top-paid guys that are not going to play consistently. So to your point, Solana, we had all these different lineups because 2 of our top players are not going to be healthy. And that's the problem. And honestly, that might be the problem why I'm looking at this team funny. Bam is going to bam. Bam's going to go out there. Bam's an all-star. Bam is actually our best player, and that's why last offseason my whole thing was bring back Bam and Nim. I want Bam on this team. If Jimmy's not here, I'm not worried. If Tyler's not here, I'm not worried. Those other 2 guys I just brought up, Jimmy and Tyler, it's night to night. It's like waking up. The sun's not coming out every day for Jimmy and Tyler. It's a good time, and Jimmy just says, hell, I don't feel like playing tonight. And Tyler hurts himself running down the court.
Now, Jimmy says, this season's going to be different. He's planning on playing 70-plus games and whatnot. So,
yeah. If he wakes up and there's a seagull sitting on his windowsill, it's a bad vibe and a bad mood, and he's taking the day off.
Did you see Joel Embiid said he will probably never play another back-to-back in his career?
Yeah.
Why would he say that?
Well, that way it's not left for you to guess if he's going to play the second night of a back-to-back. He's telling you he cannot envision himself ever playing the second night of a back-to-back for the rest of his career.
He just lost some money.
No, he didn't.
I don't think so.
He's making more money. He's being honest. He's saying, hey, if I play back-to-backs, I probably won't be healthy for the postseason. What's the most important thing for my franchise? It's me being healthy in the postseason. He's just being honest. And guess what? He's right. Like, the idea that the Heat this year play 15 sets of back-to-backs, it's just ridiculous. It really is. And by the way, so Embiid, perhaps check on your boy Paul George. Hyperextended knee in the preseason. Good luck, Philly.
So like you say, 15 back-to-backs. I would just take that as an average. So 82, 12. So Joel Embiid's flat out telling his team, I'm going to give you about 65 this year, and that's it. Is what he's telling his team. That's okay?
Well, no, because he's only not playing the second night of the back-to-back. If there's 15 of them, he's missing 7 games, right? So 82 minus 7 or 82 minus – oh, no, wait. If there's 15 back-to-backs, that's 15 games. 15. No, you're right.
So he's sitting there. He's really – and you know he's not going to be fully healthy. Like, it's Joel Embiid. So I'm flat out saying, listen, I'm going to miss about 20 games this year. Y'all.
Well, what if I
that.
Said to you they can go money. Get Joel Embiid, but he will not play back-to-backs?
Oh, you got me on that one. I like Embiid and Bam.
Yeah, me too. Sign me up. Sign me up for that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.